Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I have had a little bit of a rough cold and flu season around my house, and it seems like it's been a little rough for everyone. So Andrea and I are so glad to be joined by Fred Pescatore, MD, an internationally renowned health and wellness expert and traditionally trained physician who specializes in nutritional medicine. Today he's going to talk about some alternatives to common OTC cold and flu products. Dr. Pescatore, it's so lovely to have you here on Naturally Savvy.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about, well, it's great to have you on, Dr. Pescatore. Like I mentioned, it's been rough for me. My daughter tends to get a lot of colds this time of year. What do you recommend? I'd love for you to start with adults, and then if we have time to talk about children as well.
Sure. I mean, it's been a rough season all over the place. I mean, it's been everywhere I go traveling across the country, I see people lining up for medications and flu shots and things like that, and I kind of want to tell them it's a little too late for things like that. By the time your body takes a flu shot, if you even believe in the flu shot, by the time your body's used to it or gets immunized, it's about 4 more weeks, and then we'll be into March, and flu season should be hopefully winding down by then. But I think there's just so many great natural things that we can do to keep ourselves healthy, and that's simple and easy things to do, and not have to worry about getting a cold or a flu or a bacteria or a pneumonia or bronchitis or everything else that's going around. Because I certainly know in this part of the country we are just overwhelmed and inundated with coughs and all sorts of weird things, bronchitis and stuff. So that's what I would start naturally first, as I think you probably would.
So what are some great recommendations?
Well, I think, you know, there's this great new study that's come out called that looked at a supplement called pycnogenol, which is an antioxidant, and it combined pycnogenol with zinc, vitamin C, and it was shown to reduce the duration of the common cold and to reduce the symptoms of the common cold. So that's pretty, I think that to me is great. I mean, that's sort of one thing that I like to do first off.
Where can people find pycnogenol, and where is it from?
Oh, pycnogenol is from this pine bark extract. It's a pine tree bark,
okay.
And it comes from France, and it's a very original pine tree. And you could find it in any health food store, really. You can find it online, any health food store. I mean, it's very available. And you don't have to worry about what brand you're getting, because pycnogenol is one of those branded ingredients. So anybody's pycnogenol is the same. It comes from the same source, the same forest, the same everything.
Now, is this an antioxidant? Like, how does it work once you consume it in the body?
Well, it acts as a super antioxidant. So not only is it an antioxidant itself, it goes under, you know, it's in that polyphenol category. And
okay.
I was just reading in the medical news today how some great new studies had come out on polyphenols and their effectiveness on various different things. And so it's a polyphenol, and it acts as an antioxidant. And because it's such a great antioxidant, and they call it a super antioxidant because it helps the other antioxidants to do their job. So it helps things like vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc. It helps them all do their job better. So it's sort of like a turbo boost.
Now, Dr. Pescatore, you mentioned earlier that there was some pycnogenol that has the vitamin C and zinc already in it. Is that a specific product, or were you saying you take pycnogenol along with the vitamin C and the zinc?
You take it along with it. I'm not sure whether anybody's put that into one product yet. That I don't think so, because the study just came out recently. So I'm not sure whether it was actually put into one product. But the symptoms were reduced by 4 days with that combination. 4 days.
Oh, that's great.
And considering the average cold lasts 7 days, you know, that's, you're cutting it in half, really, more than half. Reducing
my last
time
cold lasted 2 weeks.
I know. These colds these days are lasting forever. They're lasting for 2 and 3 weeks. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I had a patient this morning tell me she's been sick since Christmas, the day after Christmas, and can't get rid of them. Like, well, why didn't you come and see me sooner?
Yeah, really. Well, I think the key is really we're so deficient in nutrients, and I think that getting these nutrients into our bodies is super important. So what are some other ways, some other tips that you can give people to fight their cold naturally?
Well, I like, I mean, I'm not a big fan of antibacterial soaps, so I think people, I think warm soap and water for washing your hands is best. You know, you have to make sure that you're cleaning the surfaces that you use a lot, like if you're at work and you're using the telephone and it's your telephone, you want to make sure that that's cleaned down all the time, your microphone, things like that, where other people are that could potentially be using it. So I think those are very simple tips. I think just washing your hands is really a great tip, and keeping your immune system healthy. So eat right. I always like to start with diet, because diet is where everything comes from. So eat right. Get rid of the foods that decrease and suppress your immune system. So get rid of white foods. Get rid of sugar. Sugar, 1 teaspoon of sugar reduces your white blood cells' ability to do their job, which is fight off infection, by 76%. 2 teaspoons of sugar reduces it by 84%. And that, and the average American, as you know, consumes 33 teaspoons of sugar a day. So if you can start there, you're giving your immune system a big healthy boost just by doing that simple thing. Although to some people it might not seem simple.
Earlier you mentioned the flu shot. I'm curious in general, if someone got it in November, let's say, do you think it's worth getting?
Well, in November? I mean, in November this year we had sort of a late-ish flu season, so it would work now. Getting it now at the beginning of February, it's not going to really kick in for 2-3 weeks. And so then spring has started to sprung in most of the country. And the flu, you know, it starts going down rapidly in March, the number of people who are affected by flu. So
I was just curious, because you hear a lot of things about, some doctors say you should get it, some say you shouldn't get it. Andrea, what have you heard about that with the flu shot?
Well, I'm not a big fan of the flu shot in general. So, I mean, from what I've heard or from what I kind of believe, but I've heard people who get the flu shot and then end up sick the day after, like right very soon after they get it. So I just believe, I agree with Dr. Pescatore, is, you know, keep your immune system strong by eating good food, reducing your intake of sugar, juicing, having a lot of good, you know, green foods in our diet. To me, I take a product called Juice Plus that I absolutely love, that is filled with micronutrients, fruits and veggies. These are the things that, like pycnogenol, like Dr. Pescatore said, these are all things that help to fight infection. And I think they're, you know, in my opinion, of course, I think they're super, they're great to use, and I'm just not a big fan of the flu shot.
Neither am I. I think that's why we're vitamin D, and so many people are vitamin D deficient in this country. And if you just can take some vitamin D, that would be amazing at this time of the year especially. I give people usually, and I even for myself, if I feel the slightest sniffle coming on, I'll run to like my vitamin D bottle and take 50,000 units for 2 days, and generally gone, knocks it out.
It's gone.
I don't have to worry about
it. It's interesting that you say that, because a lot of people are afraid about, you know, taking 50,000 IUs of vitamin D. But I know that you stand in the sun for 15 minutes and you're getting, I think, is it 15 to 20,000 IUs. So I think vitamin D is one of those.
Well, if you stand in the sun, in the right place at the right time of the year,
and with no clothes,
sunblock,
and no clothes. Showering, exactly, and then not showering for 2 days, you're right, exactly. But it's one of those vitamins that we shouldn't be afraid of taking. So I love that you say that. I love a doctor at MD saying that you're taking 50,000 IUs of vitamin D. I think it's fantastic. And, you know, we only have about a minute left, but I mean, would you recommend that people go and get their levels tested of vitamin D before supplementing?
Oh.
Or do you think everyone should supplement with 5,000 IUs off the bat?
I think they should supplement off the bat and then get their levels tested, because if you're not taking it, your level's down, right? You know it is. It just is.
Yeah. Well, because
unless this
North
is
America.
Broadcasting in South Florida, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's broadcasting everywhere because it is internet. But, you know, I agree. I think people should get their vitamin D levels tested. And I love that you say that, Dr. Pescatore. And thank you for being on our show today. Unfortunately, we're out of time. It goes by so quickly. But we hope to have you back again really soon.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.